弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们不是一家人，不进一家门。我本来上来就要叫弟兄姊妹问安的，被我儿子抢去了。
We are indeed of the true, of the same household. I was going to come up here and ask everyone to greet one another, but my son Aaron took that from me.
主耶稣复活以后，跟门徒们显现最长的。就是愿你们平安。
And as Jesus resurrected, what he said often to his disciples when he appeared to them is peace be unto you.
他赐给我们的平安是这个世界不能给的。
The peace that he gives to us is a peace that this world cannot give.
他给我们的平安也是这个世界不能夺去的。
And it is a peace that this world cannot take away.
我们非常非常欢迎，如果在我们中间有新来的，或是有一些你还没有信耶稣，还是福音朋友的。
We want to welcome all of you who are visiting us for the very first time, particularly those of you who have not yet come to faith in Christ. You're visiting this morning.
对我们基督徒来说，今天是一个非常特别的日子。
For us who are Christians, today is a very special day.
因为如果耶稣没有复活的话，我们根本不需要坐在这里。
Because if Jesus is not resurrected, there's no reason for us to sit here this morning.
保罗告诉我们，耶稣如果没有复活，你们所信的都是枉然的，都是白信的。
Paul says, if Jesus is not resurrected, then what you believed in, you're believing in vain.
所以我们今天很高兴有这样子的机会能够跟大家分享我们所认识的耶稣。
So we're very excited that today we have an opportunity to share with you this Jesus that we know.
不管我们今天在座有多少人，不管在线上有多少人在听这个信息。
It doesn't matter how many people are sitting here, how many are watching online today.
我相信我们每一个人都不一样。
I know every single one of us were different from one another.
但是有两件事情我们一定一样。
But there are two things that we are exactly the same.
第一个，我们被生出来了，对不对？
Number one, we were all born.Right?
不然你不会坐在这。
Or else you wouldn't be sitting here.
第二个，有一天我们都要结束，我们要离开这个地上。
Secondly, we're going to come to the end of this life. We're going to leave the depart this earth.
这两个是我们共同有的经历。
These are two experiences that all of us would have in common.
生早就生了。
Yes, we are all born.
但是我们前面有一个经历，有一个关卡要过，就是我们有一天要结束这个地上的生活。
But there's an experience. There's something that we're all going to pass through is death.
我相信你们都很聪明。在地上有各式各样的计划。
And I know every one of you, you are very intelligent. You all have a plan.
你会给孩子预备教育基金。
You prepared educational funds.
你会为自己预备退休基金。
You even prepared retirement funds.
你会给自己买保险。
You purchase an insurance for yourself.
你会在家里面装 alarm.
You put an alarm in your house.
我们会做各样的事情来保护我们，或是让我们过得更好。
You do all sorts of things to protect yourself, protect your family, and you will live a better life.
但是当我们在准备这么多这么多事情的时候，有一件事情我不晓得大家准备好了没有。
When we're preparing for all of these things, I wonder if we're all prepared for this one thing.
就是我们永恒的归宿到底预备好了没有。
It is our eternal destiny. Where are we going to go?
这是我们人生中人人必须面对的关卡。
And this is something that every single person will face.
所以我希望借着今天短短的时间跟你们分享一下，至少我们基督徒怎么看这件事哈。
From the short time that we have this morning, I want to share with all of you how this Christian view this particular topic.
当我把今天的主题送给教会去做这个 PowerPoint 之后
，When I send this particular theme to the church office to make the PowerPoint,
我突然想到，我出这个题目。可能会有些人很生气哈，走出自己的坟墓。
And I realize maybe some when they see this particular theme or this topic, they may feel offended.
你们会不会觉得好像在骂人一样？你觉得我是个死人吗？
Seemingly that I'm scolding you or I'm offending you, calling you someone that is dead.
我知道很多人不喜欢听到死这个字。
And I know a lot of people do not like the word death.
以前我们认识一个人，他要坐飞机前，你绝对不能发任何的音。跟死相近的。
And I know a person who dread hearing any sound that is similar to the word death while he's on the plane.
连四都不准你讲的。
For Chinese, the number four sounds like the word death.
我都还记得他，我还记得他的表情。他只要听到任何跟死有关，他马上呸呸呸。
And I remember his expression. Every time he hears anything that has the sound of death, he goes pei pei pei.
他想把这个。煤气吐掉。
As if he wants to spit out this curse.
所以在中国，在台湾有些旅馆没有四楼。
And so a lot of hotels in Taiwan, there is no, they don't have the fourth floor.
你们在美国是没有几楼，知道吗
？Do you know which floor we do not have in our hotels?
Kevin.
Here in America or where?
Yeah, America.
America.
What is it?
13th floor.
We don't have the 13th floor.
啊，真的很多旅馆没有十三楼，因为大家都怕厄运。
And a lot of people are superstitious and they're worried about these numbers.
但是当我们在这里讲走出你自己的坟墓。
And when we talk aboutWalk out of your own grave.
我就是希望大家能够去正视这个死亡的问题。
And I want everybody to come full frontal and encounter this question.
当然，我说的死绝对不是只是肉身上的死。
And of course, this death that I'm talking about is not just the physical death.
其实我们中国人已经有很多的形容词跟这个死是发生关系的。
There's a lot of Chinese saying that is related to this encountering of death.
你看，哀大莫于心死。对不对？
A sorrow greater than the pains of death. He gave it to me last night. So
痛苦到一个地步，哀大莫于心死。最大的哀就是心死掉了。
And the greatest pain, the greatest sorrow is that your heart has actually come to the place of death.
中国的成语还有出死入生，圣经也有。
And also from death to life, it is also appearing those words.
表示你现在所在的地是死的境界，但是你要出死入生。
And it speaks of the fact that you're in the place, in the realm of death, you need to get out of death and enter into life.
还有一个让我们很能同情的一个叫做生不如死。
And another phrase that it's better for me to be dead than alive.
我就不要问你们谁有过生不如死的经历了。
So I'm not going to ask this morning how many of you have gone through that and felt that.
可能我们有些人，甚至很多人都经历过生不如死。
And perhaps many of us have gone through some points in our life where we felt like it's better for me to be dead.
所以今天我们讲走出自己的坟墓，不光也是要解决我们永恒的问题，脱离死亡的威胁。
So when we talk aboutWalking out of your own grave, we're not just simply talking about that final day of death and coming out of the hole that death has over humanity.
让我们再也不怕死亡。
But we'll no longer be afraid of death.
另外一方面也是帮助我们怎么样子，当你落到一个极深的痛苦，或是一个彻底的绝望的时候，我们能够走得出这种境界。
And another aspect is that when you fall into great despair, a place of hopelessness, how can you walk out of that state?
因为肉身的死亡是常常给人带来了极大的痛苦，也给还活着的人带来了极深的绝望。
And we know physical death, it brings about great pain for those who are still alive. And for those of us who are still alive, oftentimes we feel hopelessness.
我曾经跟你们分享过，我高中的时候，我在台湾读台南一中，算是重点高中。
And I shared the story with all of you before. I went to a high school that was pretty renowned in Taiwan.
我们班上有一个同学，他是从阿里山来的。
I have a classmate, he came from the mountains.
在他那个山里面的 village 里面，他是唯一一个，或者说第一个上大学
that,
能够考上国立大学的。
In that rural village, he was the only one of his village that was able to get into college.
所以当放榜的时候，他们整个部落都在 celebrate， 都在庆祝我们有这样子的一个人上了台湾的这个国立大学。
So when they announced who went to what college, the entire village was celebrating for him because he got into college.
结果他在暑假跟同学跑出去玩，就在台南的一个水库上面写不可以游泳，他下去游泳，结果淹死了。
And then in the summertime, he went to play in the rivers, and then not knowing that there was a sign that says here is a dam, the water may be released, don't play here, but.He drowned.
我现在闭起眼睛都还可以想起我同学的那个样子，那我们都很舍不得他。
And when I close my eyes, I can see his face very vividly. We all missed him.
但是让我最难过的是听到他爸爸从山上赶下来，赶到警察局去接受他尸体的时候。
But what broke my heart was that when his father came from the mountaintop, he came down from the village to go and acquire his son's body.
他爸爸跪在地上把那个盖住他的草席拉开来的时候，看到这个曾经叫他这么骄傲这样子喜乐的一个孩子现在死掉了。
And he was on the ground pulling over the sheets and seeing his son whom he loved, whom he was so proud of, now he's lying there dead.
我的同学告诉我，那个爸爸满脸眼泪就打了他一巴掌，说你这个不孝的儿子。
And his father was weeping, he slapped his son in the face, oh you did not honor your father.
因为他把他父亲的喜乐、荣耀、盼望全部夺去了。
Because all the joy, all the hope, all the pride that his father possessed was lying there dead.
如果断手断脚都还有盼望，死了是没有盼望的。
If you lost a limb, that's fine. You still have hope,
But when you're dead, you're lying there dead, there is no more hope.
所以很多的时候我们掉到了一种 hopeless 的光景里面。
So oftentimes in life, we fall into this state of hopelessness.
可能痛苦太深，受的伤害太大，或是问题太大，甚至我们犯的罪太大。
Perhaps there's too much pain, or I've committed too great of a sin, and I'm in such a place that I think it's beyond me.
所以我们今天在这里讲怎么样子走出自己的坟墓来。
So today, the message is, how do you walk out of your own grave?
今天耶稣在地上的时候，他说我来是要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛的生命。
And when Jesus was walking on this earth, he says, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
为什么复活节对基督徒这么重要？
Why is it the Resurrection Sunday so important for Christians?
我们才不是在庆祝一个宗教的节日。
We are not celebrating a religious holiday.
我们在 celebrate 我们所信的主是宇宙真正的救主，他从死里复活。
We are celebrating the author of the universe. He rose from the dead.
他不仅仅自己胜过了死亡。
Not only did he overcome death.
圣经上告诉我们，他败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
But the scripture tells us that he has abolished or destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
而且他要释放那些一生因为怕死而成为奴仆的人。
And he will release all those who are enslaved because the fear of death.
如果连死亡他都可以释放我们，今天你我没有一个痛苦他不能释放我们。
If he can set us free from that death, he can set us free from all trials and all pains.
他如果能够叫一个死掉的人从坟墓里面出来，
If he can summon a person who's been dead in the tomb to rise and come out,
他决定可以叫你我从你的忧伤谷、沮丧谷、痛，不管什么谷，流泪谷，也把你召出来的。
He is going to be able to call you out of the valley of despair, the valley of hopelessness.
所以希望我们今天这个聚会完，我们每一个人都一起来 celebrate， 来感谢他复活所带给我们的恩典。
And I pray that after this service today, all of us would be able to celebrate the blessings that we have in His resurrection.
那今天在我的纲要第一个点上讲未知死焉知生。
The very first topic or the first line of the outline is, how would you ever know life if you did not know death?
那可能有人又要骂了，就这个余弟兄，你这个中文怎么这么烂？应该反过来。
Say the pastor, your Chinese is really really bad. That's not the way it was.
因为孔老夫子是说未知生焉知死。
Confucius says that unless you know life, there's no way for you to understand death.
孔子有一个学生去请教他，敢问死，就是问他关于死的这件事情。
So one of his students came to him and asked him about death.
所以孔老夫子回答他说，未知生焉知死。
So Confucius says, unless you understand life, there's no way for you to understand death.
他的意思就是说，你如果都不懂得怎么样子过好你的今生，你去谈什么死亡的事情。
And another way he's saying to his student, if you don't know how to live your life well right now,Why do you even want to consider talking about that?
所以孔老夫子他的用意是希望人要好好的过好你的今生。
So the mind of Confucius is that he desires every person would live their lives well.
先把你的今生过好，再来谈死亡的事情。
Live this life well, then let's talk about that.
但是我不晓得这个答案能不能满足他的学生。
And I don't know if this particular response could satisfy the question that was asked.
但是至少有一件事情孔老夫子忽略了。
But there's one thing that Confucius missed.
就是我们其实也都想好好过好今生。
It is that every single person desires to live their lives well.
但是很多时候我们就是过不好今生。
But the problem is I cannot live this life well.
我们生活里面满了压力，满了苦难，满了伤害，甚至我们个人里面有满了各式各样败坏的罪性，是我胜不过，连我自己都讨厌的。
My life is full of pain, full of harm, full of pressure.I even do not like the me that is within me, the sinful me that is within me.
你要我过好今生再来谈死亡，问题是我不知道怎么过好，我努力了也过不好。
You want me to live this life well, then consider death. But the problem is, I don't know how to live it well. No matter how hard I try, I cannot live this life well.
所以孔老夫子是由人生的经历，从哲学的角度来回答这个问题。
So Confucius, from his personal experiences, from a very philosophical perspective, to answer it.This question that was asked.
但是我讲未知死焉知生，是从我们基督徒的角度，从圣经所给我们的真理来回答这个问题。
But the phrase says, "How would you know life if you do not know death?" It comes from a perspective of biblical truth.
换句话说，如果你不知道死亡的问题，你没有正确的认识死亡的问题，我们不太容易好好过好今生的。
In another word, the point is this: that if you do not really understand the issue of death. you do not truly comprehend what death is all about, then there's no way for you to live your life well.
如果我们没有先把身体死亡跟我灵魂死亡的问题那正确的解决它，我的今生是不可能过得好的。
If you don't accurately resolve the issue of this physical death and my spiritual death,then there's no way for me to really comprehend and live this life well.
所以你就知道撒旦或是这个世界的王他想尽办法叫你我忙于今生所扮演的角色。
So the enemy, Satan, he does all that he can to keep us busy to the roles that you possess in this life.
忙不忙你们
?I want to ask everyone, are you busy?
忙到都没有空回答我。
You're so busy to the point you don't know how to respond to my question.
你忙不忙
?Are you busy?
忙死了
I'm so busy.
对不对单身的时候忙以为结婚就好了
A lot of times when we're single, we're busy, we say once I'm married, everything will be fine.
不知道谁给你这个错误的观念
I don't know who planted that erroneous thought in your head.
从前一个人忙现在要忙两个
In the past, I was only busy for myself, now I'm busy for two people.
更不要说小萝卜头出来了
And then they say that all of these little carrots, they start popping out of the ground.
我们一辈子都在忙
And we're worrying all the days of our lives.
仇敌让我们忙于我们现在所扮演的角色。
And so the enemy does whatever he can to keep us busy about the roles that we possess.
当学生忙，当 IT engineer 忙，当马龙忙，当爸爸忙，当妈妈忙，当祖父忙，我现在也忙。
You're busy as a single. You're busy when you're married. You're busy when you're a student. You're busy. You're busy when you're grandparents. You're still busy.
于师母说他退休了，白退休的更忙。
Pastor Nancy says I'm retired. She I don't know if she really retired.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌让我们忙于现在，
The enemy allows us to be busy now,
或是让我们的心活在当下。
That our hearts only lives in the present.
什么东西能够让我满足，能够让我快乐，让我能够享受，我就去追求它。
Whatever will satisfy my desire, my needs right now, that is what I'm going to go after now.
这是典型的后现代文化的思想方式跟生活方式。
This is the postmodern mindset of the world that we live in today.
所以我们根本没有空去想。
So we don't have the chance or even the time to think.
而且也不想去想。
And perhaps we don't want to think about it.
因为没有答案。
Because there's no answer.
所以耶稣来其实很重要的一件事情就是解决我们生命的问题。
So when Jesus came, the one issue that he's trying to resolve is the issue pertaining to our life.
那么你问我说那么圣经上怎么讲死亡呢你说未知死焉知生好那么圣经上告诉我们死亡怎么回事
So what is Jesus? What does the scripture talk about? How does he talk about death?
我没有资格告诉你死亡因为我不是哲学家。
And I have the authority to tell you about death because I'm no good in philosophy.
我告诉你的是耶稣说的我告诉你的是圣经说的我告诉你的是这么多成千上万的基督徒经历过的
What I'm telling you today is what the scripture says What I'm telling you today is what Jesus said What I'm telling you today is what millions and millions of Christians would testify today
在我们回答这个死亡之前我们先读一段经文
Before we come and talk about the issue of death Let's read this portion of scripture together
他说我们一生的年日是七十岁若是强壮可以到八十岁但是勤舟所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如飞而去
The scripture says the days of our lives are 70 years and if by reason of strength they are 80 years yet their boast is only labor and sorrow for it is soon cut off and we fly away
这个人是以色列的民族英雄摩西写的
And this is the hero of the people of Israel Moses he wrote these words
你是追求更深的学问吗圣经上告诉我们摩西从小在埃及的王宫长大学会了埃及一切的学问
Are you seeking a higher education? The scripture tells us that Moses grew up in Egypt. He has learned everything that Egypt can afford to offer.
他在王宫长大享受了埃及一切的荣华富贵
He grew up in a palace. He enjoyed all the plenties and the riches of Egypt.
你羡慕韩剧里面的明星吗摩西长得高大俊美。
Do you admire to be that hero, the handsome hero? He is tall and he is good looking.
你希望牺牲自己为别人成就一番大事吗？摩西成为带百姓出埃及进迦南的民族英雄。
Are you desiring to be a hero that would lead a people into safety? Well, Moses was that person.
但是他在这里告诉我们。
But here he wrote and he penned these words.
第一个，人生是短暂的。
Number one, life is short.
最多七十年，强壮的八十年。
You lived about 70 years. If you're strong, maybe 80.
我都很惊讶，这个3400年前的摩西怎么知道人是七十岁、八十岁
？And Moses, who lived almost 3,000 years ago, how would he know that this would be the span of one's life?
我考考你哈，美国人平均岁数多大
？I want to ask everybody, what do you think is the average lifespan in America today?
2020年的 data 是77.28。
2022, the average age is 77.8 years old.
比七十岁多了一点哈，因为科技医药都进步了哈。
And a little better than 70 years because we have modern medicine, we have our abilities.
但是也没有多多少。
But it didn't increase by a whole lot.
咱们中国人一天到晚说祝你长命百岁，那你中国人平均年龄是多少
？And the Chinese, we greet one another, we say, "May you live long and prosper."
你觉得比美国高还是比美国低
？Do you think the average age span is higher than America or lower？
啊，高啊
！Some say higher, some say lower.
高0.8。
It's a little higher by 0.8 years higher.
啊，所以78.08。
So 78.8.
所以也没有办法得意多久，也是得两腿一伸啊。
So you don't have that much more longer to live than here in America. You still have to stretch your leg and go.
所以摩西不光告诉我们人生是有限的。
And so Moses tells us your lifespan they're very limited.
原谅我说哈。
Forgive me for saying this.
就算你当了万岁爷，活到10,000岁，跟永生无限大除一下的话，还是零。
Even if you live to 10,000 years, and in comparison to eternity, that's still nothing.
所以有的人只活三四十岁很遗憾。我跟你说也不用遗憾，因为100岁的跟你相比，如果没有永生的话，都是 nothing.
And so those who live to 30, 40 years, we say what a tragedy. But I will tell you this: those who live 30 and 40, compared to those who live to about 100, in comparison to eternity, if they do not have eternal life,
然后摩西接着说，整个一生回顾一生，值得夸口的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
When I look back to my life, all the things that I can boast about are only labor and sorrow.
整个人生充满了许多劳苦愁烦。
And my life is full of labor, full of sorrow.
我到英国出差的时候
，When I went to England on a business trip，
我周末参加了一天的旅游哈那种。
That I had a day to a tour the area。
我的导游不是我的导演，我的导游是一个白发苍苍准备退休的导游，非常有经验。
My tour guide, he is advanced in age, he's got great hair and tons of experience。
一路上讲英国的幽默，但是他又对英国历史非常清楚，所以非常过瘾的一次旅游。
And he started talking about it. It was very humorous, and he knows the history of England very well. So it was such a great tour.
下班时间看到那么多人排长龙在那里等上巴士。
And then at the time where everybody got off work, the line was really really long getting onto the bus.
他就跟我们讲，他说英国人骄傲说伦敦是人间天堂。
And the English are very proud. They said that England is the heaven on earth.
你看看有哪一个面孔是笑的
？And look at every single one of their faces. Which one of them are smiling?
每一个都愁眉苦脸的。
Every one of them looks sorrowful.
硅谷，多少人想来
？How many people wanted to come to this place?
你也出去看看有多少人脸上带着笑容
？Go walk around and look. See how many people have smiling faces.
就连你们听我讲这么好的道都那么严肃。
Even when you are listening to this wonderful message, you guys all still look so serious.
人家说一个小孩子一天平均笑400次。
And so the little child on average per day, they smiled and laughed about 400 times.
到你这种年纪，一天平均笑几次，你知道吗
？When it comes to your age, you know how often was the average times that we smile a day?
15次。
15 times.
你刚才已经用了3次了。
You only used 3 times.
没有太多事情让我们可以笑了。
There aren't too many things in this life that causes me to laugh anymore.
所以我借了我上次我哥哥传福音用的两个图哈，下面两个图。
And I use these two particular pictures that was illustrated by my brother when he was sharing.
你看在海边堆这个 sand castle， 堆多漂亮。
And you see these wonderful sand castle that's been built on the beach.
需要多少的技巧，然后那种成就感。
The skills that's been put in and the sense of accomplishment when it's all done.
但是风来了，海来了，涨潮了，它就不见了。
When the wind comes, when the wave comes, and We all know it's going to disappear.
下一个一样哈，冰雕也是一样。
And look at these great, wonderful ice sculptures.
啊，弄冰雕出来的。
And these are all carved out of ice.
太阳出来了就化掉了。
And when the sun comes out, it's gone.
不管你在地上有多少值得骄傲的成就。
It doesn't matter how many things that you are boastful of.
不管你有多少的 talents.
It doesn't matter how much of talents you possess.
有一天这一切转眼成空。
One day, all of these things will come and become empty.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们对死需要认识的第一件事情。
Let's just, this is the very first thing that we need to come to understand about death.
我进出医院这么多次。
I personally have entered into the hospital.
很多人白天还在跟我讲话，还在分他的鸡腿给我吃。
I have people who were on the bed next to me that were sharing their meal with me.
半夜我就听到吵杂声音，看他被人家白布套上去推出去了。
In the midnight, I would be awakened by noise, and I see the cloth covering over his head, and he was ushered out.
我在 Silicon Valley 40年，我认识的朋友、同事、弟兄姊妹，三四十岁走掉的好几十个。
And here in the Silicon Valley, I lived for about 40 years, and I've come to know so many of my close friends who pass in their 30s and 40s.
所以我们接下来真正看圣经到底怎么讲死。
I want to continue to come and take the next step and look at how scriptures speak of that.
我先把我列的经文一起读完，一起讲哈。按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。你先读这一段。
Can we go back?And as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that, the judgment, and come forth there who have done good and to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation.
下一句话是罪的工价乃是死，然后接下来罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的。于是死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
For the wages of sin is death.Therefore, justice through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men.
我想人人，第一句话，人人都有一死，没有人会否认的，对不对？
I don't think anybody would argue to the phrase that everyone dies once.
虽然每一个人对死亡的看法不一样。
Perhaps everybody look at death a little differently.
但是我们都承认，人人都有一死。
But we all acknowledge that everyone dies.
底下有一个图是我跟于师母 有一次到德国去宣教的时候。
Pastor Nancy and I, we once went to Germany to go on a mission trip.
有一个德国人，但是他却是华语的博士，学中文博士。
There was a German who was very fluent in Chinese.
他们夫妻带我们去参观这个路德。定那个95条这个教条的这个 Wittenberg 去参观。
They took us to Wittenberg, where Martin Luther was, and to visit the site.
这是路德曾经在这里当老师的一个学校。
And he was once a teacher there at the school.
他那里在那个新的 building 中间保留了一个老的一个 gate, 一个 side gate.
In all the new construction, there was one particular structure or a side gate that remained.
我画了一个箭头，然后你看下一张图。
I put the arrow at this illustration.
上面写的一句话是拉丁文啊。
The Latin was spoken of on top of it was carved on this structure.
我昨天特别用 Google Translate 把它翻译出来，它是拉丁文。
And I used Google Translation to translate this Latin.
它上面画了一个 baby， 然后抱着一个死人骨头。
And this little baby is.Cuddling a skull.
那个博士是告诉我，他说他们是在这里提醒说，人一出生就迈向死亡。
And what it is illustrating and telling all men is that the moment you are born, you are walking towards death.
人出生就注定有一天要死亡。
And you are born, and your destiny one day is that you will die.
这就是我刚才说的，我们共同有的两个经历，一个是出生，一个是死亡。
And this is what I talked about at the very beginning, that we all have the same things in common. We are born, and we are
我一直不知道那句话是什么意思，昨天晚上翻译出来我觉得很有意思。他说英文是 my turn today, yours tomorrow.
And I never knew what it was saying until I translated last night. It says my turn today, yours tomorrow.
这是死人骨头说的。
And again, this is what's been spoken of in the
那个 skeleton 说的，他今天是我，明天该你。
And the skeleton is saying this, today is me, tomorrow is yours.
早晚我们都要来到这一关，对不对？
And sooner or later we'll all come to this place of death.
那去年11月15号，全世界的人口到达了80亿。
November 15 of last year, the world population reached 8 billion.
但是每一天平均 大概有16万到20万的人死掉，每一天呢。
On average, there's about 160,000 to 200,000 people that have died.
再讲近一点，每一个小时，就包括你就坐在这里听一个小时的道，有将近7000个人死掉了。
And every hour, about 7,000 people have died.
好，那人不光有死，这是我们都知道的。
And we all know now that everyone died.
但是今天讲未知死。就是有一个东西是我们常常忽略的。
But when we say, unless you know death, the one thing that we often neglect,
就是死后且有审判。
Is that there is a judgment after death.
不是一死就白了。
It is not that once you're dead, it's done.
跟神还没完没了。
You haven't finished, you're not done yet with God.
因为死后必有审判。
Because after death, there is a judgment to come.
他并没有像丘吉尔讲的那么潇洒，酒店打烊了，拍拍屁股走吧。
Some people would say, "Oh, life is like the closing of a bar. When I'm done, I just leave."
有没有像尼采那么豪放的说，神死了，到最后他死亡前吓得要死
？And some would say that God is dead, but right at the point of his death, he was terrified.
因为他面对一个不知的未来。
Because he came to the door of an unknown.
所以人不是一死白了，人死后且有审判。
So man is not done when he's dead, but after death, judgment is to come.
那在这里，圣经又告诉我们说，死是因为罪而来的。
And the scripture tells us that death came because of sin.
人如果没有犯罪，就不会死的。
Man, if they never sinned, then they would not die.
人之所以会死，因为世人都犯了罪。
Man dies because all have sinned.
我知道很多很多福音朋友不喜欢来教会，就是因为来到教会，你们总说我是罪人。
And I know a lot of gospel friends do not like to come to church because oftentimes when we come, we all say that we're sinners.
哦，我虽然小过不断，但是大罪不犯的。
Oh, yeah, I may have some faults in my life, but I don't commit any major crime or sin.
奸淫我没奸淫，偷盗我没偷盗，杀人没杀人，你可以讲述你没犯大罪。
I was never a thief. I never committed any fornication. I never murdered anyone.
啊，香港有一个黑社会头子，别人跟他传福音的时候，他还义正言辞说：“我这一辈子凭良心行事的。”
And there was a gang leader in Hong Kong, and when someone shared the gospel to him, he said, "I've lived my entire life according to my conscience."
跟他传福音的好朋友愣住了，他说：“我举三个例子。”
His friend was stunned. He said, "Well, let me give you three examples."
第一个。我卖的所有的药我都不掺粉的。
And he says, every drug that I've ever sold, they are never diluted.
第二个，我所有开的妓女院的妓女，没有一个是我把她绑架来的，是她甘心来的。
He says, all the prostitutes in my brothel, they were never forced, they came by themselves.
我还为他们买医疗保险。
And I even purchased a healthcare for them.
第三个
Thirdly,
我的手下如果因公殉职的话，我养他家一辈子的。
If my those who are under me, if they die for the cause for me, then I will take care of their family for the rest of their lives.
那如果我们在黑社会里混的话，很可能希望有这样子的老板，对不对
？If you are also in the underground world, you probably want a boss just like that.
但是关键是在于他说我一辈子凭良心行事。
But the problem is, he says, my entire life I live according to my conscience.
如果连你们听的都会笑，那你觉得神？会怎么看这件事情
if you listen to what he has said and you're laughing, how do you think God would look at it?
所以照着圣经神的标准，你要证明你没罪的话，那你先想办法证明你不会死。
And the way for you to come and convince God that you do not need to die, there's no reason for you to die. You got to convince God that there is no sin in your life.
因为死是从罪来的。
Because death came about because of sin.
历史历代所有的人都死了。
And throughout all history, everyone died.
它本身就是一个证明世人都犯了罪。
It is the testified of the word of God that all have sinned.
所以我的罪如果没有解决，我怎么去见神
？So if my sins are not dealt with, how do I come and see God？
对，亲爱的朋友，这是我们今天求你们，为什么要邀你们来听福音？为什么八万你信耶稣？因为有一个重要的问题你没解决。
And dear friends, this is the reason why you are invited today. This is the reason why we are saying and sharing this today, because this is a critical issue that has not been dealt with in your life.
我们的罪如果没有被耶稣基督赦免洗净的话，我们将来去面对死亡跟死后的审判，怎么可能站得住
？If our sins have not been dealt with by the blood of Jesus Christ, How do you stand after death before the righteous God?
所以我们在这里讲到人人都有一死，死后且有审判，而且神是照着个人一生所行的，或善或恶受报。
So every man is appointed once to die, and after death, they will be judged according to what they have done.
所以我们真的都需要耶稣。
So we all need Jesus.
所以你千万不要以为基督徒自鸣清高，觉得怎么说我是罪人。
And do not think the Christians, when they boast that they are sinners.
你如果反过来问基督徒说你是罪人吗？
And when you turn around, you ask a Christian,are you a sinner?
我跟你保证他一定说是的。
I will tell you every single Christian will say that, yes, I am a sinner.
所以有人说你要找圣人的话到法院去找，因为每一个都说我没犯罪。
There are people that will say, if you want to look for a saint, go to a court, because everyone will say, I'm innocent.
你想找罪人到教会来找。
If you want to look for a sinner, go to a church.
从大到小，不管各行各业，不管他是谁，都说我是个罪人。
From the oldest to the youngest, it doesn't matter what they do, they will all proclaim that I'm a sinner.
哦，在这位圣洁伟大的神面前，我们都承认自己是个罪人。
And this holy God, we all prostrate, we acknowledge we are sinful.
所以我常常说，基督教不是宗教，我不是要把教主介绍给你。
And what I often said, I said Christianity is not a religion. I am not giving you a religious doctrine.
基督教在传一位救主。
And we are speaking of a savior.
所以你不要说信耶稣只是为了得到一个 better life.
And the point of Christianity is that I will not simply have a better life.
Better life 是一定会有的结果。
The better life is the consequence of this faith.
哪怕是在病痛中，在失业的里面，在各式各样的为难里面，我们因为信耶稣，都过了 better life.
Even in your sickbed,
更好的生活。
Even when you are laid off, you will be in the better life.
但是如果你没有接受救主的救赎的话，
but if you have not accepted the salvation from the Savior,
而只是羡慕。我有个寄托，弟兄姊妹，那个不叫基督教。
You simply respect the notion that I have something to lean on, a reliance. That's not Christianity.
基督教最核心的真理就是把人带回到神面前。
The core of Christianity is to bring man back to the presence of God.
要回到神圣洁神的面前，我们的罪必须借着耶稣基督来解决。
And for us to be brought back to the presence of God, this holy God, the issue of sin must be dealt with.
而且不仅仅罪得到解决。
Not only is sin dealt with.
他把一个永远的生命赐给我们。
He now gives us an eternal life.
所以神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以你如果忘了基督教核心真理，两个字记得就好了，一个是关系，一个是生命。
And if you forget about Christianity and what it's about altogether, just remember two words. It's relationship and it's,
life.
And life.
The most important thing is life.
The most important part is life.
基督来把他圣洁的生命给了我们。
Jesus Christ came to give us this holy life.
把一个永远的生命给了我们。
Giving us an eternal life.
所以我们底下继续要来看啊。
And so we want to continue and look.
这节经文以弗所书第二章，我想因为时间的关系我就不多说了哈。
Ephesians chapter 2, and because of time, I'm not going to take the time to read right now.
但是我们念一遍哈。
Let's read it together. Sorry.
不说，但是念。
We're going to read it together.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显来给后来的世代看。
It says, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness.Toward us in Christ Jesus.
我们基督徒都有这种在坟墓里死亡的经历。
And every single Christian has this experience of feeling being in the grave.
不管是死在罪恶过犯中，
Rather we are dead in our sin and our trespasses.
或在落在极深的痛苦跟彻底的绝望中，
Or in a state of great pain and great hopelessness.
好，接下来我们读第二段，讲耶稣说：“我是复活，我是生命。”
And then we continue to see and read Jesus says, I am resurrection, I am life.
他说信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？
So those who believe in me shall never die. Do you believe these words?
可能很多基督徒都不敢回答这句话。
Maybe perhaps even a lot of Christians wouldn't dare to answer.
耶稣说信了我就永远不死。
Jesus, if you believe in me, you will never die.
因为他给了我们一个 eternal life, 永远的生命。
Because he's given us an eternal life.
那既然叫 eternal life, 就永远不死。
If it's called eternal life, that means you'll never die.
所以圣经上再也不叫基督徒是死了，而是说是睡了。
So scripture never calls that a Christian is dead. It says that they are asleep.
因为我得到了一个全新的生命。
Because I have received a brand new life.
这个生命就是耶稣基督做我的生命。
It is that this life of Jesus Christ has become my life.
这个生命是永远不会再死的生命。
But this life is a life that will never die.
所以当我肉身死了的时候，我断气了以后。
So after I give up my last breath in this physical world.
我那个生命还是不死的。
But this life, it will not die.
所以活着信我的人必永远不死。
And those who believe in me, they will never die.
所以这个要接受这个永远不死的生命，是只有在你我活着的时候才有机会。
The only opportunity for you to receive this eternal life is that while we are still physically alive.
主耶稣讲话每一个字都是有他讲究的。
So Jesus, when he speaks, every word, every phrase that he puts together has a reason.
所以算我们求求你们这些还没信耶稣的人，一定要在活着的时候接受他。
So we're asking all who have not yet come to faith in Christ, while you still have breath, come and receive him.
所以耶稣不仅仅自己先从死里面复活。
Jesus himself, not only did he first rose from the dead.
圣经上说他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。
It says that he is the beginning, he's the first born from the dead.
因为刚才我们讲过，死亡是从罪来的。
And we said that.Death came because of sin.
耶稣在地上从来没有犯过罪。
Jesus, while he was on earth, he has never sinned.
所以死亡在他身上没有权势。
Death has no power over him.
这个圣经上说，死的毒钩就是罪。
And the scripture says that the sting of death is sin.
换句话说，你如果有罪进到死亡，你是出不来的。
In other words, if you have sin and you come and enter into death, you cannot get out.
但是当耶稣没有罪，为着我们钉在十字架上，他为我们死了以后，
when Jesus, who has never sinned, when he died on the cross and he was buried,
他进到了死亡，进到了阴间，但是阴间不能够拘禁他，不能够扣制。
He entered into death, he entered into Hades, but it has no power over him.
所以三天之后，他从死里复活。
So the third day he rose from the dead.
那个掌死权的魔鬼
啊！The devil who holds the power of death.
发疯了一样，想尽办法想要拘禁耶稣。
He's going crazy. He wants to hold him down.
但是耶稣没有罪。
But Jesus has never sinned.
死亡的毒钩根本勾不住他。
The sting of death cannot grab a hold of him.
他从死里面出来。
So he rose from the dead.
所以复活节我们每次唱到他起来，他起来，我们的心奔放。
So whenever we sing on Resurrection Sunday, he arose, he arose. We're about to explode.
他借着死，圣经上说败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
So by death, he has abolished, he has destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
他把复活的生命给我们。
He's given us this resurrected life.
他把胜过死亡的权柄给了我们。
He's given us the authority to overcome death.
让我们都不再害怕了。
That we no longer need to fear death.
所以耶稣从死里复活，而且败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
So Jesus rose from the dead and he destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
而且他把他自己的生命赐给一切相信他的人。
And that he gave his life to all those who would believe.
那我们不是只是客观的看耶稣的得胜，
that we are not simply objectively watching his victory,
而是每一个基督徒在我每一天的生活和遭遇中，我都可以来经历复活的生命和大能。
And that every Christian in every day, and no matter what they encounter, they may experience the power of resurrection.
所以我们今天的背诵经文，我们也是读一遍就够了，很清楚的。
So, our memorization verse today, we're just going to recite and read it together once.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了，死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
今天我们在这里说，一个死掉的人怎么可能自己走出坟墓？这个题目太矛盾了。
And we say that this topic today it seems like it's contradictory. How can someone who is dead walk out of his own grave?
他怎么可能自己走出坟墓来
？How is it possible that he, by his own strength, walked out of his own grave?
你讲的对，没有一个人可以自己走出坟墓来。
You are right.No one can walk out of his own grave.
我们可以走出坟墓来，是因为使人听见了神儿子的声音呢。
You are able because those who died have heard the voice of the Son of God.
所以耶稣在这里说，时候将到，如今就是了。
So Jesus says, the time is coming, and I tell you, now is.
死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的就要活了。
The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
啊，这巴不得所有基督徒都是一个复活生命的见证人。
And I pray how every Christian is a witness of this resurrected power.
啊，我们很简单的讲圣经上一个小小的故事哈，一个事实，不是故事。
I want to comment and speak to you of this truth, of the story.That has happened in scripture.
有两个姐妹跟他们一个兄弟三个人有人说他们很可能是孤儿因为只讲了他们三个没讲父母
There were two sisters and a brother that they are probably orphans because the scripture only mentioned the three of them.
有一天这个兄弟重病了两个姐妹就赶快打发人到很远的地方到处去找耶稣
One day this brother was sick and so the two sisters sent someone to go and call Jesus to come.
那么后来耶稣甚至故意慢了两天才来这个兄弟死掉了
Jesus after hearing this, this invitation he particularly delayed and because of this delay this brother died
所以耶稣来的时候已经隔了好几天这个尸体放在坟墓里面而且已经臭了
and when Jesus has come many days has gone by and this corpse has been laid in the tomb for 3 days and it stinks now
这两个姐妹非常爱耶稣耶稣也很爱他们三个人
and these two sisters loved Jesus Jesus loved these three siblings
看见那么多人在那里哀哭难过 圣经上最短的一节经文出现了叫做耶稣哭了
and he saw all of these people in great sorrow and weeping and the scripture the shortest verse it says Jesus wept
英文只有两个字更短
English version is even shorter in Chinese
耶稣哭了
Jesus wept
然后耶稣说你们带我去
And then Jesus says take me to the graveside
他站在坟墓面前
He stood before that grave
他们都说他臭了你还要干什么
And they said he stinks now What are you doing Jesus
那底下我们来看这个故事
And let's come and look at the story together
耶稣又心里悲叹来到坟墓前那坟墓是个洞有一块石头挡着耶稣说你们把石头挪开你若信就必看见神的荣耀他们就把石头挪开耶稣举目望天他有一段的祷告我把它省略了然后大声的呼叫说拉撒路出来那个死人就出来了手脚裹着布脸上包着手巾耶稣对他们说解开叫他走
And Jesus again groaning in himself came to the tomb and it was a cave and a stone lay against it Jesus says take away the stoneThen they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and prayed. He prayed to the Father. And now he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he who had died came out bound hand and foot from the grave cloth, and his face was wrapped with cloth. And Jesus said to them, Loose him and let him go.
如果你还没信耶稣，你也许觉得这是个神话。
If you have not yet come to faith in Jesus, you say, "Oh, this is just a fairy tale."
但是对我们基督徒来说，一个神来到地上要行神迹，太容易的事情。
God coming to earth for him to perform a miracle is something very, very easy.
人做的事叫事迹。
And the things that we do are ordinary; they're obvious.
神做的事叫神迹。
But the things that God does, they are called miracles, the acts of God.
如果神不能够行神迹，他就不叫神。
If God is not able to do the acts of God, these miracles, then He is not God.
圣经上告诉我们，万有是借着他造的，是为着他造的。
The Scripture says that all things were made by Him and for Him.
而这一位宇宙的主宰，圣经上说他是从死里首先复生。
The author of the universe, the scripture says that he's the first fruit from the dead.
他已经借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
That by death he has destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
所以他有权柄，他有能力叫死人复活。
He has the authority, he has the power to raise someone from the dead.
那当然，今天我们看见肉身死掉复活的例子，我们很难得看到。
And it is true that it is seldom that we see those who have physically died and come back to life.
但是耶稣给我们的永生是指的我们在灵魂里面永远活着。
But the eternal life that he's given us speaks of the life that is placed in us that we will forever live.
而且将来他来的时候，他要给我们一个全新的身体，再也不会朽坏的身体。
And upon his second return, he will give us a brand new body, a body that will never corrupt.
所以那我们今天就来看，当这里有一个人躺在坟墓已经几天了，死了，臭了。
And we come and look at this person who's been lying there in his tomb. He stinks, and he's been dead there for many days.
外面人看着他，充满了难过、舍不得、悲痛跟绝望，因为死了。
And everybody who looks at him, who comes to remember him, they are broken, they are hopeless. There's nothing left to think about for him.
那对这个死掉的人来说，更是 hopeless.
But for this person who's also lying in the grave, it is absolutely hopeless.
Because nothing he can do.
Because there is nothing he can do.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天你来的时候，或是在你人生的未来，会不会碰到类似的经历，就是彻底的绝望。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, I don't know on your way here or in your future, would you come to the place where you would feel the sense of hopelessness?
可是我们或是受到了很深的伤害和痛苦，或是我们 depressed 到一个地步，我们 hopeless.
Maybe we've been hurt, maybe we suffer pain, and we go through trials and difficulties to the point, to the extent that life feels like it's hopeless.
耶稣叫一个死了这么久了，甚至已经完全完全绝望、臭的从里面出来。
And Jesus called forth a person who's been dead for many days, and he stinks, and he came forth.
他昨日、今日、直到永远，他没有改变。
He is the God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他今天一样可以把你叫出来。
Today, he can also summon you out.
我们有太多的基督徒都经历了被他从死亡、从坟墓、从沮丧谷、从流泪谷里面给招出来。
And there's so many Christians that will be able to testify that I have been called out of my valley of death.
当耶稣在坟墓面前哭的时候，
So when Jesus wept before this tomb,
别人说，哦，他真爱这个人。
And people around him said, he truly loves this man.
为什么耶稣哭？
Why did Jesus weep?
在演戏吗？
Was he putting on a display or a show?
你马上就要叫他出来了，你哭什么？
You're about to call him out of the grave. Why are you crying?
所以别人都以为耶稣太爱这个人，难过的哭了。
So many people thought, oh, Jesus loved this man so much that he is sorrowful. He's weeping.
耶稣不是为拉撒路难过哭。
Jesus was not weeping for Lazarus.
他是为着整个受造的人类在死亡面前的那种无奈、无助、痛苦、绝望。
He is crying out because he saw the hopeless of all mankind at the gate of death.
因为撒旦界的、罪恶界的世界，借用各样的方法在这里伤害人，把人搞成这个样子。
Because Satan, through the world, through sin, through all the things that he could do, to brought man to the state of death.
神起初造人的时候，不是造成这个样子。
When God made man, it was not for this.
有一个死刑犯准备枪毙的前一个晚上，他妈妈去看他。
When a criminal was about to be executed, the night before he was to be executed, his mom went to visit him.
他妈妈坐在面前，看着他的孩子，满脸眼泪。
And her mom sitting there watching her son, she was just weeping.
他做了多少的坏事，杀人放火，我不记得了。反正妈妈在那里难过。
He's done all sorts of wickedness, but his mom was there sitting in front of him weeping.
妈妈在眼泪中讲了一句话。
His mom in her tears said one thing.
妈妈当初生你的时候不是这个样子。
This is not why I gave birth to you.
哪一个小孩生下来不像天使啊？
Can you identify any child that was not born like an angel?
多么可爱。
How beautiful.
所有江湖大盗、死刑犯，他小的时候都很可爱。
All the thieves, all the evil men, they were all born to begin that way.
人类被撒旦在这里偷窃、杀害、毁坏、玷污，把人搞成这个样子，在死亡面前 完全无可奈何。
Humanity has suffered under the hands of the thief, the robber who's come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He has ruined humanity.
在我们的痛苦、我们的遭遇上，我们完全束手无策。
In all the pains of this life, we feel absolutely helpless.
所以我希望今天，不管你多大的难处，要对耶稣带着盼望。
Today, no matter how great of a difficulty you are going through,Hope in Jesus.
当他叫你出来的时候，我希望你信而顺服的愿意出来。
When you hear him say, "Come forth," I pray that you would come forth.
有一个老牧师说，还好那天耶稣喊了一声，拉撒路出来。
And there was a pastor that jokingly said it was a good thing Jesus said Lazarus before he said, "Come forth."
光写出来的话，所有坟墓人都出来了。
If he said, "Come forth," all those who's been dead in the grave would come forth.
其实耶稣的心就是巴不得所有的。人都从死亡里面出来。
Oh, how the heart of Jesus yearns that all those who are dead would come forth.
尤其对着你我今天还活着可以信他就永远不死的人。
But particularly concerning those of us who are still breathing, that we have an opportunity to accept him and believe in him, and we would never die.
第二个，我们看到这个故事的时候。
Secondly, when we see this illustration,
我们的注意力常常都会放在这个周围那种充满喜乐啊，充满惊叹者的这些反应。
And oftentimes, at the conclusion of what Jesus has done, we all focus on the jubilation, the celebration, the response of the people.
但是我们也不要忽略了拉撒路的反应。
But I want to ask everybody, do not take your eyes off Lazarus.
当拉撒路听见神儿子的声音的时候
，When Lazarus heard the voice of the Son of God,
他没有赖在里面不出来。
He did not stay there and didn't come out.
当生命来的时候
When life comes,
当救恩临到他的时候
When salvation came to him,
他马上 take action, 他巴不得脱离坟墓
He took action. He says, I'm getting out of the grave.
他巴不得脱离死亡的笼罩
And he says, I want to come out of the shadow of death.
有人说照以色列那种死亡的尸体全部包的话拉撒路出来要像僵尸一样这样跳出来的
And this is according to custom, as he was wrapped with a burial cloth, that for him to come out, he has to hop and jump out of the grave.
你可以看得出他里面有个 strong desire, 我要离开这里我不要再继续活在这样子的痛苦里面
You know Lazarus has a strong desire. He says, I will no longer remain in this grave.
我不要活在这个洞的黑暗里我不要活在死亡的笼罩里
I don't want to live in this darkness. I do not want to live under the shadow of death.
我不要继续活在痛苦活在绝望里面
I do not want to live in sorrow. I do not want to live in hopelessness.
所以他出来了
So he came forth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我也希望我们在我们里面有这样子的一个迫切，我要离开。
I pray that in our hearts there is a desperation.
我要走向救主，走向耶稣。
I want to come out. I want to walk toward my Savior.
第三个
，Thirdly,
当他出来的时候
，When he came out,
手脚裹着布
，His hands, his feet, his body was bound.
脸上遮着手巾
His face was covered.
原来是一个石头封住坟墓。
There was a rock that sealed him in.
你想要出来，你想要自由。
You want to come out. You want to be free.
不光我里面的生命需要得到耶稣基督复活的生命。
Not only my life needs to receive the life of resurrection from Jesus.
我也需要把我身上所有已经有的捆绑，要靠着主把它给脱掉。
I need to come and undo all the bondage in my life by the Lord.
今天多少基督徒已经重生得救了？
As so many Christians today, you are truly born again.
但是在我们身上还是有这么多的捆绑这样子捆着。
But in your life, you discover there's still a lot of things around you that's holding you captive.
我们得到了自由了，但是我们想要出来的时候，有个大石头挡着。
You've already been set free, but you discover in your path there's a rock in front of you.
但弟兄姊妹，我们一方面讲到神的儿女们需要在爱中彼此扶持。
Brother, sister.On the one hand, we see this illustration as brothers and sisters to one another. We need to serve one another.
耶稣说：“把石头挪开，这是他自己做不到的。”
Jesus says, "Remove that stone." It's not something that he could do himself.
耶稣说：“解开。”
Jesus says, "Let him go."
把捆绑他的、把遮蔽他的东西都拿掉，让他看得清楚，让他能够行动。
All those things that keeps him bound, remove those so that he can see.
这是为什么我们要来到教会？我们需要借着彼此的扶持。
This is the reason why we need to come to the church, the body of Christ, that we minister to one another.
我们一起学习把我们的重担跟捆绑能够除掉。
We need to learn how together to let go of our burdens, those things that bind us.
但是另外一方面
，The other hand，
我们也不能把我一辈子的这种需要都记挂在别人的身上。
I cannot set all of my hope on someone else.
当石头挪开了，这是他做不了的。
When the stone was removed, he could not do it.
当别人帮助他解开了一部分以后，他可以自己继续解开。
When someone begins to loosen him up, he now can start ripping things off.
你如果看到一个大人从头到尾每一个扣子、每一个鞋子、鞋带都要你帮他穿，你会觉得这个人怎么搞呢
？If you see a person, a grown man, now somebody's dressing him, buttoning him up, putting his belt on, pulling up his zipper, you say, "What's wrong with this guy?"
我们需要在神家，我们要长进。要能够靠着主的恩典在凡事上长进学习经历得胜
In the house of God, we need to grow in the grace of God And we all need to come and experience the victories in Christ
既然复活的生命已经来了
If the life of resurrection is in you
圣经上说要叫我们一举一动有新生的样式
The scripture says, let all that we do have the newness of life
不要再活得天天被绑成那个样子
That every single day you are living like you are bound like a corpse
神的确差遣人解开帮助我们走了
Yes, Jesus will bring people around you in your life to loosen you up so that you can move
我们也要在基督的里面靠着主能够得胜
But in Christ, by the Lord,Now you need to experience victory.
脱离一切的捆绑和辖制。
To get out of all those things that hold you bondage.
所以今天是复活节。
And so today is the day of resurrection.
我真的希望我们的注意力不是在外面的节日的 celebration.
I want to pray that our eyes aren't set, they are not set on this outward celebration.
刚才唱了那么多那么好的诗歌，哎呀，神的儿子复活了。
The worship team led us to wonderful songs that yes, the Son of God, He is risen.
因着他胜过死亡，带给我们盼望。
Because He overcame death.It gave us hope.
因着他胜过死亡，把复活的生命和能力赐给了我们。
Because he overcame death, he gave us the power of resurrection.
因着他胜过死亡，我们知道有一天，我们都要活在永恒里面。
Because he overcame death, we will all live one day in eternity.
我们都在回家的路上。
We are all on our way home.
昨天傍晚，我跟于师母去看望一个病重的姐妹。
Last night, Pastor Nancy and I went to visit a sister who is in illness.
医生甚至说她已经病危了。
Doctor says that she is at the end of her life journey.
但我们看见她那样平静的脸色，祷告里面满了对神的感恩。
She was calm, and her face you could see.Thankfulness towards the Lord.
虽然她非常舍不得她的家人，但是她也知道她要往哪里去。
She misses her family tremendously, but she knows where she's going.
死亡再也不能威胁神的儿女们。
Death has no hold on her.
因为我们知道，我们不过只是过了一个关卡，我们进到永远去了。
And death has no hold on the children of God because we are coming across the threshold. We are entering into eternity.
我们就好像全家有一个 family reunion.我们这是我几年前的经历。我们家有六个兄弟，再加上孙子下代，已经四代，要全部 reunion 到东岸去。
And this is like a family reunion is to come. It's very much like my house. I have five other brothers, and we have many sons and grandchildren. It's four generation we've met together.
有人早到，有人慢到。
There will be some who will arrive earlier, some will arrive later.
到最后全部都到。
But at the end, we're all there.
那个喜乐，那样子的珍惜。
We love those moments when we see one another.
但是我们还得分开。
But we know that physically here on earth, we're still going to be parted.
但是天家是我们共同的家，我们回到神那里去了。
But our heavenly home is our home together. We're going to one day all go home.
这是一个荣耀的盼望。
This is the hope of glory.
我们虽然先后离开了。
Though we all may go home at a different time.
但是我们没有那种撕裂心肠、绝望、无助的痛苦。
But we are not a place where our hearts are rent and we are at the place of hopelessness.
我们只有舍不得。
We miss them.
但是我们却知道我们往哪里去了。
But we all know where we are going.
所以，亲爱的朋友
，So dear friends,
我真的希望我们每一个人
，I pray every one of us.
当耶稣在这里说出来
，When Jesus says this morning, come forth.
他说，死人听见神儿子的声音就都要出来。
Says the dead who hears the voice of the Son of God, they will be made alive.
要走出你的坟墓来。
You need to come forth out of your grave.
走到耶稣面前。
Come before the presence of God.
走到神儿女们中间。
Come walk among the children of God.
让我们不仅有复活的生命。
Not only would you have this resurrected life.
让我们脱离所有的捆绑。
That I would be set free from all those things that hold me bound.
一举一动有新生的样式。
That every act, every way of my living has a newness of life.
基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Just as Jesus, through the glory of God who is risen from the dead.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads, let's pray together.
我不晓得在这么短的时间，我们讲了一个这么重要的题目。
In such a short time, we spoke of something that is really, really important.
你能够接受多少？
I don't know how much of it you have received.
但是我们所有的基督徒都在这里，发自内心的盼望看到你跟我们一样接受耶稣。
But every one of us who have been redeemed, have been saved by Jesus Christ, our desire is that you would receive him.
圣经上说耶稣来不是要定我们的罪，要来责备我们。
As Jesus says that he did not come into the world to condemn the world.
他来是要叫我们因着他得救。
That we might be saved through him.
我不晓得在座有没有任何的你还没有信耶稣，还没有把自己当作是基督徒的。
I don't know if there's any one of us among us who is sitting here that you do not consider yourself a Christian yet.
在这个时候，你心里面有感动，愿意接受耶稣做你的救主。
But at this very moment, your heart is moved that you want to receive Jesus to be your Savior.
愿意像基督徒一样打开他们的心来接受耶稣。
You desire to be like the rest of us who have opened our hearts to accept Him.
我们中间一大堆的人。都是无神论的背景，或是科学理性至上的背景。
There are many, many of us who came from a background of atheism, from a place of intellect.
但是当我们遇见耶稣，遇见他的爱，遇见他的生命的时候，我们都向他降服。
When we encounter Jesus, when we encounter His love, when we encounter His life, we all bow to Him.
是耶稣来住在我们的里面，我们的生命再也不一样。
Since Jesus came into my heart.My life is no longer the same.
我们得到了不同的生命，过了不一样的生活。
I have received a different life. I am living a different life.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
如果你也愿意接受耶稣做你个人的救主，你可以在位置上把手举起来。
If you're willing to accept Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior,
感谢主，感谢主。还有没有？不要管别人，不要管别人，我们都低头。
Don't everybody bow your head. You don't need to worry about the people who are around you.
还有没有这样子的人
？Anybody else?
举过的不用了。还有没有这样子的人？你愿意接受耶稣，请你把手举起来。
Anyone else?
你说耶稣，我在这里 ，Help me.
You say, Lord Jesus, I'm right here. Help me.
还有没有？感谢主，放下。还有没有
？Anybody else?
在网络上的，在线上的。或是你将来自己看 YouTube， 你都可以告诉说：“耶稣，我在这里，我要接受你。”
Those of you who are watching online, those of you who will watch this in the future, right at this moment, tell Jesus, Jesus, I receive you.
我们上个礼拜讲说要敞开心来迎接这位仆人君王。
And last week we said, open up your voices to usher the King of Glory, the command.
当我们敞开心的时候，我们的人生再也不一样，要活得开心。
When you open up your heart.Your life will no longer be the same.
我最后再问一次啊。
I'm going to ask one last time.
请你珍惜。
Take this moment.
一定要珍惜。
Treasure this moment.
未知死，焉知生。
If you have not known death, how would you ever know life?
如果你要好好的知道如何珍惜今生，活得有意义，活得精彩，活得有价值。你需要接受耶稣。
If you want to live this life and live this life well and live this life with the value of heaven, you need Jesus.
我最后再问一次，有没有这样子的人，请你把手举起来。
Is there anyone who haven't raised their hands yet?
有没有
？This moment, do you want to raise your hand?
感谢主，请放下。感谢主，请放下。还有没有
？Anybody else?
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
是的，当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候
，While we are still dead in our sin and our trespasses.
当我们还活在各样的痛苦、捆绑、无望的光景里面的时候
，While we are still alive in pain and sorrow and death and hopelessness.
你却为我们死在十字架上。
You died on the cross for us.
不仅你的宝血洗净了我们所有的罪
，Not only did your blood cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
你也把你的生命、复活的生命赐给了我们。
But you've given us your new life, your resurrected life.
让我们从此以后活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
That from that very moment is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
让我可以一举一动开始有新生的样式。
That every aspect of my life I will have the newness of life.
我们不需要活在死亡的这个阴影底下。
I no longer have to live under the shadow of death.
我们不需要活在坟墓 那种被隔绝、痛苦、无助的光景。
I no longer need to live behind that big rock, place of hopelessness.
谢谢你。
I thank you.
巴不得所有的基督徒也都成为你生命的见证人。
I pray how every believer would be the testimony of this truth.
让人看见耶稣来到我们的心中，我们的生命有何等奇妙的改变。
But they can see how since Jesus came into our hearts, our life has drastically changed.
我们把刚刚举手的这几位都交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit everyone that lifted up their hands to you.
主啊，照着你的应许，把永生赐给他们。
Lord, by your promise.Give them your eternal life.
照着你的应许，用宝血来洁净他们。
By your promise, through your precious blood, cleanse them.
我们也为着那些还没有举手的祷告。
We also pray for all those who cannot come to believe in you just yet.
求你继续把这个寻求真理的心放在他们里面。
Continue to place within their hearts the seeking, the seeker of truth.
直到他们归到你的名下。
Until they come under your name.
奉主耶稣的名
We pray this in Jesus' name
Amen.
Amen.
Amen 我们一起来唱一首歌 Mighty to Save
Let's sing the song together Mighty to Save
Amen. Amen We praise Jesus because he has overcome the grave for us And today he has the power to rescue us From our sin and death Would you all please stand this morningThank you. Lord Jesus, this morning we declare, Lord, that you are the Savior, that you can move the mountains, and that you are mighty to save. And Lord Jesus, as we gather before this table this morning, as we gather before this bread and this cup, we're reminded that all of us here who are redeemed and saved have tasted this victory, have tasted this life that you have purchased for us. And so, Lord, we come to remember you now. We worship you. We thank you. In Jesus' name.